And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After a visit to El Paso, Texas, U.S. President Joe Biden headed to Mexico City to meet with other leaders to discuss immigration and drugs at the U.S. southern border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Demonstration of officers checking cars for drugs, money, and other contraband. He was met at the airport by Governor Greg Abbott, who handed him a letter of criticism.
Tens of thousands of Texans have their lives destroyed by his open border policy.
The argument's also playing out in Washington. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday says President Biden created this mess.
They undid the good policies President Trump...
Homeland Security... Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the number of migrants fleeing Central and South America has skyrocketed.
Something that is not unique to the United States. It's gripping the hemisphere, and a regional challenge requires a regional solution.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia claims it carried out deadly attack on Ukrainian troops, but Kyiv denies anyone died. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases housing more than 1,000 Ukrainian troops in Kramatorsk, killing 600 of them. A ministry spokesman says the strikes were retaliation for a recent Ukrainian attack in Makivka, which they claim left 89 Russian soldiers dead. However, Sergei Sherevachi, a spokesperson for Ukraine's forces in the east, told the Associated Press that the Russian strikes on Kramatorsk damaged only civilian infrastructure and that the armed forces of Ukraine were